I can start. Congratulations, first of all. Not at the moment, okay. Thanks. Yeah. As long as this doesn't make any disturbing noises. Okay. Did you ever think about it, to win a prize?
I thought about it, sure. It's such a huge honor, and it really means so much to the film. It means so much in helping us get the film out there to the world that, of course, I thought about it and hoped for it, and so it just means so much, you know.
We heard it was very hard to make the movie there, minus 25 degrees, even if it was sunny.
Yeah, it was a very challenging shoot. The cold was part of it. We knew it was going to be cold, though, so we were prepared for that. But there were other challenges, the ice conditions. You know, we shot on the Arctic Ocean itself, and the ice is not stable. It moves in and out, and sometimes it can be dangerous to be out there. So that was a challenge. And then also we were working with a very small budget for a film with so many challenges. It was a very, very small budget, and we couldn't have done it without the support of the community, and that was another one of the it was both rewarding and it was a challenge at the same time, because it's the first film of this type that's ever been made up there, and so we had to kind of both teach the town or everybody who was involved with the film like how a film of this kind is made, and at the same time we had to teach all of our crew how the town works, and so we had to kind of, there was a cultural melding that had to happen, and so that was a challenge.
And we the first film in this way.
It means it's the first film that comes out of our community, that comes out of Barrow, that comes out of Arctic Alaska, that comes from the Inupiaq community. There's been other films like it from Canada, you know, the films of Zach Kunuk have been a huge inspiration. But this was the first one to come out of Alaska from our culture. And it's a film that comes from inside. It's not a film that uses the perspective of an outsider. It doesn't have, you know, a recognizable star in it, or it doesn't have somebody from outside the culture to take people in. That's everybody who's in the film is Inupiaq, or is from Barrow, or and comes from that world.
We even heard that the Berlinale had to enhance its database for a new language. Can you tell us something about the language and if it is still spoken? Because we are the grandmother talking in this language.
Yeah, absolutely. The language is called Inupiaq, and it's part of the I-N-U-P-I-A-Q, and the N has a tilde over it. And it's still spoken. It's spoken mainly by the older generations. The younger generations are struggling to keep the language. And that's one of the things that's very important to me personally, that I learned to speak the language, and that I use the language as much as I can to keep it alive. And so it was important to me that the language gets into the film. The Aka character is speaking with the main character, Josiah. It's reflective of the real situation up there, where you have the older generation that's speaking it to the younger generation, and the younger generation who is responding mainly in English, but understands. And so there's a gap that has to be bridged between the generations.
So you are from Alaska?
Yeah, that's my hometown, or that's one of my hometowns. My mom's family is all from Barrow. I grew up in Barrow and in Fairbanks, and that's my culture. I'm Inupiaq myself, and so it was a very personal film for me. It was very personally rewarding and challenging to go home to my hometown and to make a film amongst all of my friends and my relatives and the places that I've been my entire life. The house that the main character that is used as the main character's house is actually one of the houses that I grew up in. It was my Aka and my Appa's house, my grandparents' house.
and you want to show the international world your house.
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of the reasons that I made the film, is so that we can start to tell our own stories, and we can really put our stories out there for the world to see, so they get to see us as we are.
And the story, when did it come first up to your mind to write a story in your hometown and this issues, which is the culture, the youngers, the old, the drugs, and so on?
Well, it's always been an ambition of mine to tell a story in Barrow, from my community, from my hometown. This particular story, it was adapted from a short film that I made several years ago. The short film is called Sikumi, and so I've been working on this story for several years, and I wanted to do something that talked about the youth up there and where they're drawing their identity from, because they're pulling their identity both from ancient traditions that have been around for thousands of years, but they're also pulling their identity from the youth culture of today that permeates the entire world and changes, you know, minute by minute. And so it's a very interesting dynamic to me. And so I really wanted to make something about that. And I also wanted to make something that spoke to some of the challenges that young people are going through up there. And you know, the fact is that drugs have made their way into the Arctic. Crystal meth has made its way there, and that's scary and it's disturbing to me. And so I wanted to do something that confronted that head on. It's a tough film, but to me, it's for all the darkness that is in it. To me, the film is about survival, and it's about how the community responds to a tragedy, and how the boys, the main characters, respond to the tragedy that they put themselves in. And I think ultimately, they find their way through it. They find their strength, and they find their humanity, and they're able to survive in that way. And so I think it's. In many ways, it is a hopeful film. Yeah. I certainly hope it is, anyways.
Is there already any reaction in your hometown to the movie?
There's a lot of people who are extremely excited to see it, and they're getting very impatient to see it because we haven't shown it up there yet. We can't make DVDs, for example, because we need to wait until we get some sort of distribution to do that, and we haven't had a chance yet to actually. To actually fly up to Barrow with the film and show it for the community. That's definitely going to happen sometime very soon. And I imagine that there will definitely be a strong reaction to it. I think
maybe they are angry too because you show a picture of a modern world.
I think that there will probably be all types of reactions. I hope that people are able to see the positive of it. And I think that they will. The people who have come down from Barrow and have actually seen it at the Sundance Film Festival where we premiered, they responded to it very positively, and they could see the challenging nature of it, but at the same time they can see the truth, and that's what I'm hoping comes through. So